finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. And why is it that people call me on the air? Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm on air right now. Okay. At any rate, that was an important call. We'll get back to them. At any rate, it is the 10th of April, Tuesday. It is 2007, and my guest will be coming up here in just a few minutes. And, ladies and gentlemen, on the front of the economics in this country, it's just not that. It would be one thing for liars and thieves and backstabbers to be in there robbing the American public, but they're doing more than that. They're showing their blatant disregard for anything that we hold sacred and dear, such as personal honor. This government has none of these things. We're dealing with people that are absolute stone-cold internationalists, don't care a thing about the country. The concluded works of all the people heretofore has culminated and been wrapped up like a nice little gift package for Mr. Bush in Washington, and he's taking full advantage. And who he's been taking advantage of? Forget the Constitution. They don't know what that means. Remember, Mr. Bush, it's just a GD piece of paper to me. Well, it's not to me. My country, my people that live in this country, are not a saleable commodity, not something to be destroyed for lies and BS. We have value. It is you, sir, that has no morality, no ethics, no values, except what you declare in your own mind. Well, we're here, Mr. President. This is our country. You're an internationalist. You've sold us down the river, along with Bill Clinton and a host of others. But that doesn't cut any mustard. You're the guy now. Remember, the buck stops here. When we get back from this break, we'll be talking to Bob Chapman. And in his newsletter, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to go over this with him point by point. And if you're not getting the International Forecaster, you're missing valuable information, ladies and gentlemen, just not about economics. Okay, a former intelligence guy knows when it looks like it, when it feels like it, when it smells like it, it just might be it. Well, this is a guy with his intelligence experience that can take a look at this because he's been on the inside. He's been on the inside in intelligence. He's been on the inside of Wall Street. He has been on the inside. And he is against the Illuminists, the internationalist, and the whole cabal. And he's here to tell you the facts. And if I wished everybody in this country could hear this man speak. Because the information is important and it's vital. The only way, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get this country back without 99% of the good patriots, the salt of the earth in this country, getting killed, getting whacked, is for more good people to be brought online. I don't know how many different ways to put that. I don't know how many different ways to say it. But if you think conditions are bad in this country now, if we do not stand up, we let them have a few more of their incremental plans go into place, we may not be having this conversation today. Then it's going to be every man for himself, and they will certainly hang you. If you smell like a patriot, even look like one, you're on the enemy hit list. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman right after this.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're going to go by this point by point, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like to necessarily do this with somebody's newsletter, but I'm going to walk through this thing because it is an important newsletter. It's just, as I said, just not about financials. This is an inside look at these people that are claiming that we're democratizing the world, we're about freedom and opportunity, and, well, no, if it's at their hands and they're making the deals, that's what they mean. It's not a deal cut for the American people. It's not even a deal cut for the American soldier that have been over there sacrificing their lives and doing the bidding of the Illuminist. I have with me Bob Chapman. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Stadtmiller.
How are you? I didn't mean to.
I asked the young man on the board today, do you want to do this in German or in English?
I sprechen Sie Deutsch just a little bit, not enough to follow you.
Ein bisschen, huh?
There you go. I want to go through your newsletter here blow by blow because it's an important newsletter. And folks, I have told you this repeatedly. Information is what is important. Information is what makes this wagon go. And we had better have an inside look at what their thought patterns are and what their deeds are, Bob. Otherwise, we're going to be out in the cold trying to guess. Well, it's not about guessing. It's about pinning that tail on the donkey. And how you opened up your newsletter this week I just want you to go through that about our soldiers, how they're being discharged, and what money they're saving here.
Well, I guess over 5 years, they're talking about saving $8 billion, if I can remember correctly. I don't have the issue in front of me, but what they're doing is they are saying that prior to being accepted as volunteers in the military, that they were mentally disordered. And so they can't give them any disability. We're talking about 22,000 people, male and female. And they're just doing everything they can to screw these poor people. And some of them have been seriously wounded. I mean, no legs, no arms, that sort of thing. One of the things that have come out of this war is that in Vietnam, too, but even more so now, with the equipment that they have, instead of getting killed, many get maimed. So they don't have as many dead, but they got a lot more wounded, and seriously so. And so they don't want to pay these people. They don't even want to take care of them. I mean, these people in Washington are the lowest of the low. I mean, you can't get any worse than that. It's indescribable what they're doing to these veterans.
Well, and the news media picked up the story about Walter Reed. Yeah, there was some embarrassment to the government, to the Veterans Administration, but what a lot of people didn't know, Bob, is that Walter Reed has been privatized. So we have people in there trying to max a dollar, not taking care of the wounded. And you only heard the tip of the iceberg, the story being covered about Walter Reed. Well, this is across the board with all veterans' hospitals. Now, whether they've been all privatized, I do not know that, but I do know that Walter Reed was. And any corporation...
You know, there are a number of them, and you know they've done the same thing to the penal system to a great extent.
That's exactly correct. I mean, you obviously, you don't want a state or you don't want the Fed running your prisons because they're not the most efficient at it. So we'll just get private corporations to go in to do it. But corporations, by their very essence, by their very makeup, is profit-driven. So in order to make more money and to fatten their bottom line, they're going to cut corners. And that's exactly what they've been doing. I don't care if a guy is in a VA hospital or I don't care if he's in a federal prison. They are going to do what they need to do to maximize their profits. Why on God's green earth would a corporation want to go in and run anything like that if they didn't think they could make it profitable and highly so?
And the only way they can do that is by shortchanging the people who are in those facilities. You know, I gave up my spot, and I told the people at the Veterans Administration this. I never had any service-connected injuries, but under the law, I could use their services, and I told them I would no longer come, and they were to turn over my spot to someone who needed it more than I did. And besides, I said I can afford to pay for private care. I only did it because it was convenient, and the service and the quality of service was really good. This was in Florida. But since the war over the last 5 years, it's degenerated terribly because they don't have the money and they're trying to cut corners. And the only place they spend money is with Halliburton and all of these other companies like Blackwater. You know, when you see 25% of the entire budget for Iraq is for security, private security. I mean, we don't even know how many mercenaries they got. We know they're over 100, over 50,000.
Well, and
I mean, the whole thing is madness.
Well, and I'm looking at today's Dallas Morning News, or I'm sorry, the Houston Chronicle, and front page story: Halliburton's pulling out of Iran. Now, why?
Yeah, and that's because I'll tell you why. Because the lawsuits are going to be coming fast and furious, and they're moving their entire operation and being. And becoming a Dubai corporation. And the reason they're doing that is to avoid American taxation and lawsuits. I mean, you know, if you live in Dallas and you get injured and you shouldn't have, what do you think it's going to cost you to sue Halliburton in Dubai? I mean, you're going to have to hire a local attorney, probably a New York attorney, and then you're going to have to get an international attorney. I mean, you might be after $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, and your legal costs are going to cost $200,000.
Well, and that's what usually is done. You throw up a bunch of lawyers. You make it real hard to get accomplished what you if you've been wronged. They make it extremely difficult for you to get the remedy. And you're right. It's going to cost a lot of money, but this is being done purposely. So we cannot draw into the court, into the limelight, if you will, people that are responsible for these behind-the-room, behind-the-back-door room deals that they've been doing. I mean, the criminality, Bob, what strikes me about this, and I was thinking about this today, that they just nailed some guy today, and I don't even have the details on it, about, well, he took $66,000, and, yeah, we're going to go after him. And the people standing there reporting this with a straight face know that the criminality goes way, that is pale in comparison. It goes way, 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 way beyond that.
Now, let me give you an example. Citicorp and J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, CIBC out of Canada, and a number of other companies were involved with Enron. They cheated people out of about $7 billion. And when all was said and done, they paid back about $5 or $6 or $7 billion of that. Nobody went to jail. And, you know, I was on Wall Street for 28 years, and I know how the game works. You neither admit or deny, and you pay a fine, or you get censored, or you get suspended. But they keep on coming back to rob the people over and over and over again. So the connected don't go to jail. Now, this guy that stole or misappropriated the $66,000 or whatever it was, he's going to do 3 to 7 years. He's going to have to serve at least 75% of it. That's because their buddies in the court system, from the court system, their friends own the contracts for the prisons. And there's more people incarcerated per capita in the United States than any place else in the world. And, of course, most of them are young minority people who have been involved in drugs. And it doesn't take much to get yourself in jail nowadays. But coming full circle, this is all part of this privatization syndrome. And nothing, no stone gets unturned. They roll everything over. And I'm running a story that was written by somebody else at the end of the International Forecaster in Saturday's issue. I didn't put it in this issue because this issue was already 60 pages. Now, that's incredible. That's since last Thursday. And I didn't think I was going to have enough copy to publish. That's why I didn't publish on Saturday. And we'll probably have another 35 or 40 because we're already banging away on the next issue. But in there is a story about the mercenaries and how they evolved. And quite frankly, I was right in the middle of it. I know all the players. And it is the way this guy says it is.
Yeah, but and these people, these people are not subject to international law. They're not,
not at all.
They're not subject to the wars, the rules of engagement for warfare or under the Geneva Convention or anything else.
No. There's no control on them. And who owns these mercenary groups are people who are all connected together, who are Illuminists in the United States and in Europe. It's, if you look, it's even more glaring. It's the leader of the pack is the Queen of England and her husband, or consort, if you may, and the black nobility in Europe. And how I know so much about that is they operated in Africa, where I lived. And I wasn't 17 at the time, like our friend there was in Rhodesia. I was in my 30s. And I get involved with these people because I'm a weapons expert, and I speak several languages, and they always like to have people like me around. But it's the royal family in England who is running most of the mercenaries outside the United States.
All right, we got to take this break here. We'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. At the bottom of the hour, Jeff Benner will be on with us for a few minutes to offer us the Bob Chapman special of Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're taking advantage of these things because time is growing short for you to protect your assets and everything else. This is moving rather quickly. Don't be caught with your guard down. We'll be right back with Mr. Chapman after this. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
I want to continue with the various mercenaries that are out there, but I want to go back, as I said, Bob, on the front page of the Houston Chronicle. Halliburton is wrapping up its work in Iran. They say that Oil Field Services giant announces its departure as tensions between the West and Tehran rise. And before I go into any detail about this, Bob, Ahmadinejad, the Illuminists are very, very careful. Do you perceive Ahmadinejad as being part and parcel of this deal with war on Iran? Has he sold out the people of Iran?
I don't, honestly do not know, and I have to assume he is not in the absence of that. As far as Halliburton's concerned, I gave you two reasons why they were moving out, and there's two others. Number one, working in the oil gulf, we'll call it, is going to be an extremely good proposition. They're going to spend $15 billion over the next 10 years in development there. And, you know, their oil reserves are running down. and they want to be in the middle of that. And also, there has been passed by the Council in Iraq, which is owned by the neocons, legislation which has gone to Parliament, which I think we might have a vote on this month, but at least by May. And that is a law which was written up in the United States by consultants for the United States government, all CFR types. And that was what was passed by the council. And essentially what it is that the 65 oil concessions up, the ones that were allotted previously under Saddam Hussein are going to be honored, but the Vietnamese, Indians, and, of course, China. And then they're also going to bid on others. But I believe that perhaps two-thirds of the remaining available, we'll call them plots of oil fields, for lack of a better name, will end up in the hands of the British and the U.S. Oil companies. And this is the deal. They put up no money, pay the companies. They don't have to hire any Iraqis. They don't have to reinvest any of their profits, and they take 30% off the top. It does not get any better than that. And that's another reason why Halliburton's there.
There are some of the reasoning behind this. At least this is what the press, the sanitized version of this. The announcement comes more than 2 years after Halliburton said it would depart Iran as the tensions rise between the West and the nation. President Bush has identified, here we go again, with the Axis of Evil. How the Axis of Evil came about, who knows? Is he talking about the same thing that Saddam Hussein was supposedly involved in, that he was buddy-buddied with the Al-Qaeda, which we know was a lie? The weapons of mass destruction was a lie. So here we go again with identifying Iran as being the axis of evil. I find it really odd, and I want to get your take on this, Bob, because we've seen the Russian, the consulate over there has been emptied out. We see Halliburton. We know that they're going to Dubai, but we're seeing Halliburton pull out of there. We're seeing a lot of things going on which would indicate that an attack against Iran is imminent. The newspapers are rife with the stories of the evil dictator over there. When we have caught them red-handed editing through their broadcast, through many other sources, outright twisting what Ahmadinejad has said. But it all points to one thing, a run-up to war in Iran. That's what my sources in my own mind is telling me.
Well, you know, that's pretty obvious, and that's rife in the press as well, in our media. But you know, you gotta also listen to what the Illuminists are saying themselves, and they're saying no, we don't want this, and they're saying that we want to fix all the problems that we have with Iran through diplomacy and through trade. And they also said that at the earliest possible convenience, perhaps in the next year to a year and a half, we'd like to be out of Iraq. Mm-hmm. And that is from on high, from the black mobility in Europe. And George is trying to save his presidency at the same time. And so there's a lot of conflict going on there that we don't know about. I mean, Kissinger was secretly working with the White House for about 2.5 years, and he came out last week and said it's unwinnable. We got to get out. And
well,
so,
yeah. Well,
the commentary is against the president, that's for sure, by the most important people in the world.
Well, and Iraqis are now starting to protest in their own street. Tens of thousands of these people, Shiites, they just rallied yesterday to demand that the U.S. forces leave their country.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, and we've got people here in our own streets doing the same thing, saying, you idiot, get out of there. But now we have a duplicitous. On the surface, it looks like the Democrats are trying to do something about this, but this is shades of Vietnam to me. We'll take the break, Bob. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Back. Bob, we're going to be joined by Jeff Bennett here in 1 second. Do you have him, Manny? Do you have Bennett? Okay, he'll be with us here in a second. This is supposed to be...
Well, let me fill in here while you're doing that. There's two things I want to mention.
Please go ahead.
Number one, one of the foremost constitutional scholars in the United States from Princeton, Professor Emeritus, of the McCormick Chair for Jurisprudence and a top constitutionalist, was very critical of George Bush for his many violations of the Constitution in a program this past September. He recently tried to get on a plane and was thrown off because he's a terrorist. This shows you how evil, perverted, totally without conscience, these people in Washington are. anybody who says anything about what they're doing, they make sure their life is miserable. And I don't know whether you're, John, on the no-fly list, but I am, because I'm considered far worse than this poor soul. And I wanted to mention that, because there's no end that they won't go to be retributive. And these people are some sick puppies. The second item, the two spies, Rosen and Weissman from AIPAC, have convinced the judge that they should that he should subpoena Condoleezza Rice, who is the Secretary of State, because they say she's the one that leaked them all of the classified information. And, of course, what's going to happen is that the executive branch will not allow her to testify, and they'll have to throw the case out of court.
Is there no subpoena that can demand that she is present? Are these people that
insulated? I really don't know. I can't answer that. I just don't know.
All right. I have Jeff Bennett online with us. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, John.
How you doing,
How's
sir?
Everybody doing this afternoon?
Good.
Pretty good.
Good.
Keeping ourselves busy out here. Working on a series of things, I just was looking at some headlines. I guess I was just totally unaware because of projects I've been working on. Gold at one time went over $680 an ounce today. Silver broke 14. Now, they've not settled there. They're both slightly shy of that. Silver currently in the aftermarket at $1,392. Platinum at $1,266. That's been a pretty strong comeback the last couple of weeks. Gold currently sitting at $678.05. It was just a couple of weeks ago we were, what, in the 660s, 650s. So it's moving forward. And tonight, one of the reasons why, on the flip side, and some interesting things for people to seriously consider. But it is that time of the week again, and John and Bob, we've really worked hard to put a really unique package together today. It's a little something for everybody. Not each of these packages certainly is going to qualify for the newsletter, but I feel that we have been remiss in not taking care of the folks at one end of the spectrum as well as the other. So let me kind of walk through this and let you guys go back to this very interesting conversation that I frankly happen to be enjoying. We're going to call it the 410 Chapman package from Republic Trading Group. These are the marvelous Netherland Dutch 10 guilder coins that I really like. They are the European heavy fifth ounce specimens. There'll be both Queen Wilhelminas and King Willems involved. You're looking at a very wide range of mintage of fifth ounce coins ranging from 1875 up until 1933. So certainly coins that are exempt from the reporting and potentially the confiscatory policy of our marvelous government. Based on spot at a $678.05 an ounce rate, we're going to put this together in about five different options, and I'll make this simple. Any of our clients want to call Republic Trading Group today and take advantage of this, from 1 to 19 coins will cost $148 each. From 20 to 39 coins, the price drops to $147.50. 40 coins, which is a full roll, $146.75. 100 coin package at $145.43. And for those who are really trying to step up and truly bolster with larger amounts of gold, the 500 coin mega pack at $71,500, that drops the price down to $143 a coin. Those purchasing the 100 and the 500 coin packages, shipping will also be free. There is a minimum qualification, 25 coins or more, to qualify for Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter. Free subscription for a year to those who qualify.
Jeff, I want to make something clear here. And
please.
I know that people will they'll be careful shoppers. There's some people out there, unfortunately, that wouldn't know a silver round from a golf ball. And they need to come up to speed as to the market, what gold and silver actually is. We don't need panic buying here or people being led astray. That's not to suggest that we do. But I want you to tell people, Jeff, how important it is not to just use us as a price point for leverage to go do business with somebody else. How important it is for people to do business with Republic Broadcasting and, more importantly, Republic Trading Group.
Well, I think for a combination, John, a combination of reasons. Obviously, Republic Trading Group was developed to be the main financial artery of RBN. The message, the word that RBN is getting out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is so viably important. I honestly believe it is the only network remaining out there that does what we do that is out there telling the truth. There's no internal nonsense going on. And so every time they buy from this network, buy from Republic Trading Group, they are supporting RBN and its endeavors, and it's such an important mission that we have at RBN. Secondly, let's talk about the price thing for a minute, because I spent an unbelievable amount of time on the phone with a gentleman on a little bit on Thursday, far more on Friday, who I finally had to really get a little firm with him, and I said, look, you're telling me this is what you want to do. He said, but what you're really telling me is I'm the third or fourth guy you've talked to, and you want to be out there shopping for your best price. I'm telling you, we will endeavor to give them the best price possible. Does that always mean the lowest price? I hate to admit it, John, no, it's not always going to be the lowest price. Because anybody can drop their pants. They can just drop their price just to get the deal.
And there are people that do that. And I'm not going to mention any names, but there are people that will take a loss just in the hopes that they can get a client and then work that client further on down the road.
Well, that's a part of it. But unfortunately, we have certain competitors out there that will sell a product at cost or at a loss just to prevent us from getting the transaction. And that is so stupid. How long can a company stay in business giving something away? We've always been very open. And, Bob, you've been around this kind of industry and this business for a long, long time. And we've always been very open. The largest amount, the most markup that anyone has ever paid RBN, our so-called margin of profit, has been 10% over our cost. That certainly does not apply to bullion products. It's never applied to American coinage like the St. Gaudens, the Liberties, things of that nature. Obviously, somebody's coming in buying 1 to 5, maybe 10 coins. More than likely, he's going to pay 10%. You start getting up to this 500-coin mega pack or the 100 thing, now you start talking about 5%, 5-6% over our cost. Ladies and gentlemen, tell me any business out there that can survive selling it that kind of markup, be it furniture, clothing. John, years ago, you were in some facet of the automotive industry, mm-hmm. and you cannot sell a starter for 3-4% over cost. It doesn't work. Nobody can stay in business. If somebody really wants to sell the product for lower than we are, I hate to say it, but they're not going to be in business long enough to buy the stuff back from that client and to properly service them.
Well, and here's another
thought.
I've
taken pride in all the years I've done this.
I understand, and I want to make the point that you folks out there, you may have your pocket full of gold or silver, but as Jeffrey has pointed out, that all the proceeds that come off of the sale of any gold or silver go right back into this network. Nobody is getting rich off of this. I'm still up to debt up to my eyeballs, and I'm probably going to remain that way because every cent goes right back into this network. So while you're out there with your pocket full of gold and silver and the network goes bye-bye, you're going to be out there naked except for one thing. You're going to have some gold and silver in your pocket. Hopefully you bought it from Republic Trading Group. But, folks, we need to do business. We need to get this commodity in your hand. We need to do business with the people out there. We need them to support what we're doing, not only to the status quo. I'm not interested in status quo. This message has got to be spread far and wide to every American that has ears to hear and eyes to see in this country. It is about the information. The most important commodity on this planet right now is information, and we're here to give it to you.
I agree with that, and I think that, once again, I invite folks here, an hour and 15 minutes. I'll be hosting the Flip Side tonight. One of the very interesting things I'm going to be sharing is in a slightly different way than I've ever done it before. Yeah, there is some discussion about gold in here and silver. We're going to be talking about the creditory system and just what a devastating effect it's having on every one of us. I have kind of a quick question to ask that is certainly involved with what we're doing. And by the way, before I forget, you want to take advantage of this offer by calling us at 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898. Robbie and I will be available to take your orders this evening. Take advantage. This is a marvelous package, a lot of gold. Every one of these coins, brilliant uncirculated coins. They've never been put out in the public's hands. They've not been worn down and spent. These are bright, shiny, pretty new gold pieces that happen to be well over 100 years old. I've got a question, and Bob, I guess you're the guy to ask, and because I'm not always able to listen. We have a number of clients that come to us that don't buy some of the larger purchases, and therefore they don't qualify for the free newsletter. How can those people subscribe to that newsletter independently of what we've been able to do for them?
Bob, are you still there? Bob?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Jeff asked you a question. I'm sorry. Repeat the question.
That's okay. What I was saying, Bob, is there's a lot of folks that don't, that come to us that aren't in a situation to purchase $3,000 and $4,000 worth of gold at a time, or silver. They're coming in $500, $1,000, $1,200, and yet some of these people are people that really would like to subscribe to the International Forecaster. How can they go about doing that? Can they put those subscriptions through RBN for us to pass on to you?
Another thing that you could do too is not give them full year subscriptions. If they come in with less money, so that you can make a small profit, give them 6 months or 9 months. That's fine by us.
We can modify that, but
and we can modify what you pay for the subscriptions.
And Jeff, I'll answer your question. Yeah, if you want a subscription to the International Forecaster, you can do it through Republic Broadcasting Network.
Very good.
All right.
I think that's important.
Yeah, we'll work something out. Listen, this news is so important. You are just not going to get this anyplace else, and the volume is incredible. When you see what's in there, you'll freak out.
There was a time I was receiving it once or twice a week via the email, and that becomes important because when I'm coming on with you and John, when Robbie comes on, it's very important for us to know where you're coming from.
I will make sure that you have that information. If I've not provided that to you, Jeff, then I have been remiss, and I'll make that correction immediately.
You know, we've had lots going out the network, and I'll forgive you for that one. Don't worry about it.
By the way, I wanted to make one point before you jump off here, Jeff. It looks like the old standby excuses are not working in the market. As you said, that gold bumped up and it's been crowding 680. The employment picture came out the other day, and we were told, employment is up. We look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and it's up over 12.5 again. Everything is all rosy. In spite of the bad economic news that has been out there, or the bad economic news that has been curtailed, let's say, call it maybe the president gave the news media the proverbial D notice, and I'll talk to Bob about that one in relation to Tony Blair. But all indicators here, it looks like they're not able to suppress the gold and silver market as they have in the past, because we're looking right now. Gold is up over $100 in the last couple of months.
Absolutely.
Well, let me comment on this here. First of all, if you are reading the gold section of the Forecaster, we publish in the middle of the month the estimated M3. We also publish the COT report. And we do occasionally get into the technical aspects, although I'm a rampant fundamentalist. And with the market being manipulated, it's hard to use charts, believe me. But where are we? We're at a very, very important impasse. When the spot price goes over 681.40, every technician in the world is going to be buying the heck out of gold. And, of course, silver will go with it.
Why is that 680, Bob? Why is that 681 figure so important? What's the indicator for that?
It's the confluence of technical charting. It has nothing to do with reality. It's just that's where the breakout point is, and it's too hard for me to explain on the radio. And every technician who follows gold is watching that. When you see the breakout, everybody will pile on, and 7:30 will be passed like it wasn't even there. And the next stop is going to be 8:50. Very, very, very important. Also, for those people who take advantage of the forecaster, we have made only 2% wrong calls in 17 years. And we get everybody out of the market in at the top, which was the first week in April of 2000. We get them into gold and silver-related assets, whether it was coins or shares, and they've made a pile of money. A pile of money. And, you know, in some of these shares, the leverage is enormous. And, of course, that works both ways, too. You get a crummy market.
Well, of course, because, you know, what's the pile of money going to buy? That's part of it. It's great to have the numbers.
Jeff, your Skype is skipping all over the place. Are you loading up anything on your computer?
No, I probably got the bullion desk is reloading as we speak. I'll shut it down.
Okay, that was the problem.
That better?
That took care of it. Okay.
And so what I'm saying here is that we are a powerful source of extremely positive information, and that comes through even more importantly when you get involved in the coins themselves.
All right, hold that thought, Bob. Jeff Bennett, thank you so much, my friend. That number to call, take advantage of these deals. Please, ladies and gentlemen, support what we're doing. It is very, very important. 800-691-7898. Jeff has got another hour and 10 minutes before he's on the flip side at 6 p.m. on Republic Broadcasting. Thanks, Jeff. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Come.
was watching, it was one of these talking head programs, and I was watching their little screen wipes. They reported that gold closed at 681.40. I just went up to one of the bullion dealers, and they said that the gold closed out at 682.30. Now, going by that 681.40, Bob, what did you say about what's the point that...
Well, actually, I got a price. Now, we're talking about the December contract, the June contract month. And the June contract month, which I follow because it's the outside month, closed at 681.50, up 460 on the day. And in silver, that was 1393, up 12 cents. They may be including the aftermarket, which is the access market, and Mr. Bennett would know better because he's got the equipment there to tell you where the access market is right now. But we're not talking about the spot market. The spot market was lower, as Jess said. But the June month has broken out. But we have to wait for the spot month to break out. And the spot month is now $3 away, more or less. And once that breaks, it's long gone.
All right. We're opening up the phones, ladies and gentlemen. I know that you have questions to ask, so please ask them. There is no such thing, if you're just new to this, there is no such thing as a stupid question. And we're not going to call you stupid. 800-313-9443. Let me go first to Paul in Delaware. Hello, Paul.
Hi, John, I appreciate what you do there. My question would be that, you know, I hear this all the time on talk radio, is this wonderful market of gold, and I'm like, why are people putting their money in stock markets then? I mean, if everyone is a millionaire that's dealing with this stuff, and I'm not even getting into the point of if everything collapses, who is going to be doing so well that they can afford to take your gold instead of taking the things that they need? I would like some answers to those questions.
Okay, specifically, let me see if I understand this so we can answer you correctly. My thought, and Bob, you know the stock market, but what I see is a bunch of people in the markets right now for a short-term gain. In other words, they're in there buying and selling every single day. Now, your question, and let me, Paul, understand what you're asking here about gold. Now, what did you say about that?
Well, I'm saying that I hear, you know, every time I hear this, it's like listening to a network marketing scheme. It's like, okay, there's so much money. And I'm like, okay, everyone that's putting their money, they must be extremely wealthy to the point where...
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. We're talking about people that were either going to plan on buying a new car, they were going to take a vacation, they were going to buy the newest play toy, the Skidoo, whatever the case may be. You know, for these people, you're only talking about maybe anywhere from $1,000 to maybe $15,000, $20,000. These are not heavy hitters. These are not millionaires. But these are people that are out there thinking they got a little bit more time. Things are going to maintain status quo for a little while longer. I need to play, so I'm going to go do whatever.
Okay.
And that's true. And what has happened, John, and the listener, is that less than 1% of Americans, Canadians, and Europeans are involved in any gold and silver-related assets. And once the stock market goes down, and it is guaranteed it will go down, once that happens, people who are in the market, who are bailing out, will be looking for another place to make money. And commodities, of course, could take copper, has gone from 60 cents a pound to $3 and 53 cents a pound, and it'll get up over $4. So they're going to be looking at something that really hasn't moved yet, and it's got a long way to go, and it's in a bull market, and they will go after gold and silver.
All right. I'll tell you what, Paul, if you have any follow-up here or any other comments, we'll hold you over. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And I want to say a word about this is not a carefully couched infomercial that you're looking here, folks. I've been telling people for over 10 years, do something to your assets before it's too late. We'll be right back.